to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. The first 11 verses, verse 1 through 11. Luke chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1, going to verse 11. Should be a very familiar passage to some of us. In context, in the previous chapter, you see Jesus goes to his hometown of Nazareth, and they got some issues with him. He's telling the truth, and they're trying to kill him, literally. But the Bible says he passes through them. He preaches in Galilee. He teaches with great authority. Now, we get up on our chapter 5 here, verse 1, and I'm reading. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake Gennesaret, which is also called the Sea of Galilee. And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Going into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Yeah. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for now, from now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Woo! You right, brother. Shoo! For a short title, The Power of Christ. The Power of Christ. Do you know that every step Jesus made, every place he was at, he was on assignment from heaven? Did you hear me? He was not standing by this Sea of Galilee or Gennesaret by chance. He was there. The crowds had heard about him, and they were pressing on him. It kind of sounded like when he was in a crowd once before, and he said, "Who touched me? Somebody touched me." And I think it was Simon Peter said, "What you mean, who touched you? Look at all these people around you." His fame had gone out so until the crowds were following him. He's standing on assignment by the Sea of Galilee. Now, this had to be by the Spirit of God. And there were two boats where he was standing. It is interesting because in the previous chapter, he had healed Peter's mother-in-law. And one of the boats were what? One of Simon's boats. And he's standing here, and the crowd is pressing, and in order to get a space, a platform to speak, he gets in one boat, which is Simon's boat, and asks him to push off so he can teach. This is all not by chance. Listen, everybody here is on assignment from heaven. You are not where you are by chance. You are not on your job by chance. You are not married to who you married to by chance. Your kids are not who they are by chance. They are not mistakes. God has put them on assignment in your family. That's why I watch how I judge people. Because God has put somebody in my life for a specific purpose, and I don't have no business saying, what you doing here? I'd be shook up if they roll back and say, I'm on assignment from God. That's what I'm doing here. Don't you know it? Are you that dull of spirit that you don't know? Well, Jesus is here on the shore. He gets into this boat. He pushes out. The Bible says that he taught the word of God and the people were listening. Do you know that there was also victory in the wilderness in chapter 4? There was a temptation in the wilderness, you know, when the devil tried to tempt Jesus to detract him. But let me encourage you all. God has a plan for you. You have an enemy that does not want you to finish that plan. He wants to get you off track. He wants you to go off on somebody because he wants you off track. He don't want the plan of God to operate in your life. Listen, don't forget this about this account. The fishermen were maintaining their nets. They were taking care of their nets. In order to keep a good net, you have to take it out of the water, you have to wash it, and you have to mend it. But an interesting thing is they did not use that net the night before. So they were just washing their net. This is important. They were just washing the net, taking care of it, doing what they're supposed to do. Now, if your net is in good condition, it shouldn't be breaking. Did you hear what I said? If you have taken care of everything you're supposed to take care of, it shouldn't be breaking if you do what you do, which is catch fish. But I tell you what, if you let, you obey God and do what he tells you to do, wow, what in the world won't he do for you? You're on assignment. If you're on assignment from heaven, he has to have provision for you to operate. Jesus gets in a boat, teaches, finished teaching, tells Peter, Simon, to put out in the deep, to roll it out in the deep. Listen, if you saw Jesus heal your mother-in-law in the previous chapter, and he said, put it out into the deep, and you say, wait a minute, Lord, I'm an expert fisherman, and I've been out already. I've been out all night. My nets are ready to go, and we haven't caught nothing. And you want me to put out into the deep? Think about that, Jesus. That's just like Saul on the road to Damascus getting stopped. God stopped him on the road. He go to town. God tell Ananias, go lay your hands on him. Ananias say, you better think about that, God. That same one you tell me to go lay hands on is troubling the church. God say, you do what I tell you to do because I got a plan for him. He's on assignment for heaven, from heaven for me. We got to watch what we talk about, watch what we do. Are you sharp enough to know who's on assignment and who's not on assignment? You better watch yourself. Excuse me. We toiled all night. I'm a professional fisherman. But listen, even though I have reservations, I'm going to obey what you told me to do. The Bible says that when they let the net down, the net's got weights on it, so it's sinking the water. And you pull the net, and whatever's in the net get caught in the net. But they've been pulling the net all night, and ain't nothing been in the net. Where the fish at? But since Jesus said, drop your net in the deep, they pulling the net, and they pulling fish after fish after fish. And remember, the net is well maintained, so it should not be breaking. But I tell you what, if God blesses you, I don't care what natural source you have, it can't hold it. They pulling the net here. And the Bible says it's in the process of breaking. Did you hear me? Breaking. So Peter said, this is too much. Where my boys at? Where my boys at? I got to do hand signals because I'm too far away. Where my boys at? They launch their boat. They get to the site. They start pulling stuff in. They start loading their boat. And listen, these are not big boats, but what happens is that they got so many fish in the boat until the boat is beginning to sink. Pressed down, shaken together. Pressed down, shaken together. This catch is a interesting thing. It's probably got a threefold purpose. They get to the shore. Peter is so stunned with this catch. And those around him are so stunned with the catch until they are amazed. I know they're very amazed because if we get to the end of our little paragraph here, it says they dropped whatever they had and they followed Jesus. Listen, the catch did three things. First, it identified the one who was in the boat with them. Do you remember when the disciples were in the storm, in the boat with Jesus, sleep in the back? They say, Master, do you not care that we perish? Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind and the waves, everything stops. They say, what manner of man is this? He's the Christ, that's who he is. He's the same God who's your God and my God. Your Savior and my Savior. It identified Jesus in a boat. It secondly identified a future mission from heaven that somebody was going to have. Because it also said, Jesus said, now just like you got this big haul of fish, you're now going to be a fisherman of men. Now, listen, you don't have all you have just to sit and chill with it. If God has blessed you with this great haul, he blesses you so that you can get out there and be fishers of men. It ain't just a Peter thing. It's a us thing now. And number three, in the Old Testament, before the writing of the, before the Bible was completed, whatever you said was oftentimes verified by a sign and a miracle behind it. Bam. Interesting. Jesus preaches the word of God. This great miracle happened. So you know what he said is right. And you know who he is. You know what? I had to ask myself this question. I said, have I been preparing myself to be a fisher of men? Or am I one of those guys that says, man, I sure hope I got holes in my net so I don't have to work hard? You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be put together so I have to get out there and get my hands dirty with somebody, bringing somebody into the kingdom. I don't want that. I'd rather have a hole in my net so I don't have to work so hard. Yeah, I did it. Really? Jesus, so much power on display in your life. He's displaying power in your life now. The question is, are you discerning that he's actually showing and living his power through you today? Simon had to take his boat into the deep. Jesus now asks you, will you go in the deep for me on assignment? I'm not talking about an I Spy, Mission Impossible. I'm talking about a mission possible from God. If he sends you, he has provision for you. Let me warn you, the gospel is not, take a second here. I usually don't do this, but I'm gonna. Asks us now to take our assignments where he told them to go. And listen, when somebody tells you to do something that's kind of hard, you base your obedience sometimes on whether they can come through for you. Now, when I get out there, case in point, I'm not a real good swimmer, but I swim somewhat. My brother Michael, who's a knucklehead, but anyway, he was standing out in the water when I was younger. He said, dive in. I'll get you. And I was looking at the water, looking at him, looking at the water, looking at him. He said, come on, I got you. Just dive in. So after my analysis of the whole situation, and I figured that he was tall enough to stand in the water and get me, I dove in. Well, you know God is now able to take care of you wherever he tells you to go. You don't need to look at him and see, well, he's standing up out the water, he can get me. You don't need to worry about that. Because he's got it, he's got it, he's got it, he's got it. Everyone here is on assignment from God, and God will call you into account if you're not doing your assignment. That includes Billy. Yeah. Okay. Y'all gonna pick up the rocks now. the power of Christ in my life, the power in Christ in your life, it actually teaches us to really trust God. If I trust God, when he says jump, I'll jump. You know what? A prime example of that, I'm going to shut it down, is God asks a man for his only son for real. Abraham for his only son. And it's interesting enough that without hesitation, he gave up his son. And if you read further in the New Testament, it says that he figured God was able to raise him from the dead. Because the promise was with Isaac. It was not with Ishmael. It was Isaac. And he believed God was able to raise him from the dead. Do we have that type of commitment today? I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. Amen. Brother Phil, I'm through, brother. The power of Christ has worked it out in me today. And I hope in Jesus' name it has worked it out in you. Oh, the disclaimer. If you were not going to obey, you should not have come today. You will now have been alerted. And if you don't obey, I'm off the hook. I've done everything I was supposed to do today. Now the verdict is on you. And there is nothing more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. The Bible says it is the power of God unto salvation. The Bible also says there is no other name given by which men can be saved except at the name of Jesus. Yeah. The power of Christ. Think about it. Ooh, ball here.